So if you're like me, you may be in the market for a tripod, and the places you look are going to be on YouTube or in the forums. You're going to look for reviews is what you're going to look for. If you're watching YouTube, the reviews you're going to find on the best tripods, they're all over a grand. I'm here to tell you that at the end of this video, you will know that you do not have to spend that money. So the names you'll come across that are really high-end are really right stuff. No argument there. Everyone is going to say that. They're going to say it's the best in the world, yada, yada, yada. Pro Media Gear, another great one. FLM, another great one. But the more middle of the road is Manfrotto. So the first question that anyone is going to ask you when you bring up the subject that you're looking for a tripod is, what do you need it for? If you say studio photography, that means that your tripod is going to sit inside of a studio. So the heavier the tripod, the better. The more stable a tripod, the better. Okay, so throw away the carbon fiber ideas and go with metal. Go with metal or go with a heavy wood, too. It's very good for shock absorption. And then you have to decide what kind of ball head you want on it. But let's just stick with the tripod legs right now. So in studio, the heavier, the better. Now let's talk about travel tripods. Well, here's where the prices really, really vary. Because you can, for instance, Peak Design came out a few years ago with a tripod, and it's hailed as, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, and it's carbon fiber, and it, you know, $600, okay, for a light tripod that doesn't have much stability at all. Its big claim to fame is how small it folded up and how lightweight it was. If you've got any experience in this field at all, you know that stability is king, no matter what. So you can also get metal travel tripods also. FLM makes a great travel. Really Right Stuff makes a great travel. Three-Legged Thing makes a great travel. But a lot of new photographers want to feel professional, and they think that having these name brands around them makes them feel professional. And I've said it a million times in other videos. There is not a group of photographers that is going to bust into your studio to evaluate which gear you have and determine if you're a professional or not based on that gear. Okay, so just get that out of your head. Please, what makes you a professional is your end result. That's what makes you a professional. So now let's get back to the tripods. Now let's figure out the height of the tripod that you need to buy. I know this is going to sound funny, but take a tape measure, put it on the floor under your foot, pull it up to your eye level, figure the height of the camera and how it's going to sit on a ball head, and figure out the minimum height that you need. This little exercise is going to save you a ton of regret in the future, because no one's going to want to buy your used tripod. So make sure this tripod is right for you. It's very hard to resell tripods. So at this point, everyone's expecting me to go ahead and make a recommendation on which tripod they should get. And I'm not going to do that. Okay, in my studio, I use a Manfrotto tripod. Nobody cares. It works great for me. For a ball head, I use a Benro geared ball head. Because I'm a product photographer, I need exact adjustments. It's not cool looking, but it really gets the job done. Saves me a lot of time. The money you spend on gear does not equate to your professionalism. Here's a story. I was in the Adirondack Mountains many years ago hiking, and we came across a small cabin. This guy had a little display outside where he was selling photos that he had taken of the landscape. He lived up there in the Adirondack Mountains. There were beautiful landscape shots. And I says, what are you using for that? And he pulled out this little Nikon point-and-shoot digital camera. So I really encourage you not to fall for the marketing hype surrounding pro gear. Because in the end, again, it is your end result that matters, not the gear you used. So I hope you subscribe. I hope to see you back here again. And leave your comments below. Let me know what you'd like some answers to in the future. And we'll see if we can get to them. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.